February 6, 1919. How the soul in the divine will can form the hosts with which to nourish Jesus. I was fusing all of myself in my sweet Jesus, doing as much as I could in order to enter the divine volition, to find the chain of my eternal love, of the reparations, and of my continuous cry for souls, with which my always lovable Jesus longed for me from eternity. I wanted to chain my little love in time together with that love with which Jesus longed for me eternally, to be able to give him infinite love, infinite reparations, substituting for everything, just as Jesus had taught me. While I was doing this, my sweet Jesus came in a hurry and told me, "My daughter, I am very hungry." And he seemed to be taking many tiny little white balls from inside my mouth, eating them. Then, as if he wanted to satisfy his hunger completely, he entered into my heart, and with both hands, he grabbed many crumbs, big and small, and he ate them hurriedly. Then, as if he was satiated, he leaned on my bed and told me, "My daughter, as the soul keeps enclosing my will and loves me, in my will she encloses me. And, loving me, she forms around me the accidents in which to imprison me, forming a host for me. So, if she suffers, if she repairs, etc., and encloses my volition, she forms many hosts to communicate me, and to satisfy my hunger in a way which is divine and worthy of me. As soon as I see these hosts being formed within the soul, I go and grab them in order to feed myself, to satisfy my insatiable hunger, that the creature render me love for love. Therefore, you can say to me, 'You have communicated me, I to have communicated you.' And I, Jesus, my hosts are your own things, while yours are still yours. So I always remain below you. And Jesus, for one who really loves me, I cannot consider this, nor do I want to. And then, in my hosts I give you Jesus, and in yours you give the whole of Jesus as well. Do you want to see it?" And I, single quote, "Why, yes." He stretched his hand into my heart, took a tiny little white ball, broke it, and another Jesus came out from within it. And he, "Did you see it? How happy I am when the creature arrives at being able to communicate myself. Therefore, make me many hosts, and I will come to feed myself in you. You will renew for me the contentment, the glory and the love of when I communicated myself in instituting my sacramental presence."